You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Welcome to TJ's podcast.
Hey, here we go. Faking enthusiasm. That's what I'm about today because I really don't feel like doing all this because y'all aren't helping me. Who gonna help me? That's what I want to know. Who gonna help me? I said yesterday, you need to tell your friends to be following and subscribing and listening and doing and all that. And I don't think any of you did. I mean, there's no way to tell really that quickly, but I didn't feel it, the energy coming from it. And it really, you know, just makes me second guess what my whole life's goal is at the moment, you know, because y'all are supposed to be fanatics, AKA fanaticos. And I'm finding out that y'all don't give a shit about me. That's what I'm finding out. Not even half a shit. It's pretty hard to accept when you're under the false impression that all these people like you and find you entertaining and charming and handsome and sweet and kind and generous, charitable, sympathetic, tenderhearted. But then just to find out they don't even care, you know, Riggins, it's just
That's terrible.
Hopefully you'll never know what that feels like. I know you're far from knowing what that feels like now, but and especially at my age, you know, my heart's weak, finding out that people don't give a damn about you, people that you pour your heart and soul into entertaining every day, and all you ask is that they just tell other people, bring friends with them to listen to your gospel, your comedy gospel. I'm ashamed of all of you. Each and every one of y'all. I'm ashamed. I do have something today that is probably, it's not something that I'm really secure with that I'm going to be doing. I'm baking my wife a birthday cake.
Are you going to do that?
Yeah.
But I thought there was a problem because you wanted to make it a surprise.
Yeah, but I can't. I'm not going to try that. I could, you know, get all the stuff and go over to my little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael's house and do it. But then she'd be like, what are you doing? Where are you? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need all that smoke today either.
Yeah.
And the thing is that I don't bake very often because it's more like doing a craft than cooking is. So you got to, you know, follow the steps and make a craft. So, but I'm in a dilemma because I got to do something. Did I tell you yesterday that people that we visited over the weekend in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, Kathy and Anthony, did I tell you that she was making jabs at him because her birthday was a couple weeks ago and he didn't get her a cake?
No.
Yeah. But it was lighthearted ribbing. But he does so much more stuff than I do around the house and things like that. And I figured that if she was throwing that up, that he didn't get her a birthday cake as much as he does.
Yeah.
The old girl I'm married to is really going to go to town on it if I don't do something.
Do you get her a cake every year? Do you get Jody a cake every year?
Yeah, you pretty much. But we're going to dinner tonight, a bunch of us. She went to dinner last night with a friend. Like I was saying yesterday, she's got the whole into next week probably booked with friends wanting to take her to dinner or to lunch and all of that.
That was really interesting, the way you were talking about on this podcast last week, I think it was, how you know, when women say they don't want a surprise party, that's like the instant signal to let all their friends know we're definitely doing a surprise party.
Yeah.
But I get it because I was the same way. I was like, please don't do a surprise. I think I hate them. And then I had a surprise party. And then I realized I love surprise parties.
Yeah. Do you think you'd love them all the time or just once?
It's one and done.
Yeah.
I think more than one surprise party, it's like, okay, well, but I turns out I do like it a lot.
But when we threw you that surprise party, it was only the closest people to you. We didn't just invite every person that, like that you are acquaintance 50, with.
10, 15 people.
Yeah. It was your family and the people on the show, and that was about it.
Yeah, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
But that, I love that, that when women are like, I don't want a party. And they're like, that's like the call to action to all their friends. Like, we're definitely doing it now.
Yeah.
It's like, what kind of weird logic is that?
We got to do it. But she's not having any type of surprises or anything. So, but I could get a box cake mix and just do the easy way. But I'm going to do, you know, from itch.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Of course.
Of course you are.
Mm-hmm. Did I tell you about the Mother's Day disaster cake that I tried? Mm-mm. And that's, you know, she's held on to that. Not in a way like, you messed up my... It was just like, you're not a good baker. Don't put yourself through that again.
You screwed up one time and it's like...
I didn't screw it up. I did. Well, there were little things, you know, like when I... The cake stuck to the pan a little bit when I went to get it out and I'm trying to... put the icing on it and all of that. And it, and the main thing was is that it took forever. Yeah. I made an orange cream cake. And I didn't know how long that was going to take. But it did. It took a long time. So, you know, she's like, I don't know why you put yourself through that. You don't like bacon. Why would you do it? But, you know, like I said yesterday, it's creating something for, it's a, you know, it's making her a card or.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't build her anything like a shelf or anything like that. She might want any kind of decorative thing. No, like my brother-in-law could do that. Like he gets out pretty easily because he's good at that.
Yeah.
So he could build my sister-in-law anything she needed. He built the house himself. So.
Yeah, sure. But he did all that and she's probably still like, he didn't make me a cake.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know how they are. Whatever it is, I mean... But that's your thing. You can cook. So, yeah, it makes sense that you would want to do the cake. But
so now I don't know whether, I mean, if it's really good, if that's going to be a good thing or not, because she still has this that she hangs on to that I'm a better baker than you are. You're a better cook than I am, but I'm a better baker than you are. Well, if I smoke her at that,
yeah,
then that's not going to be a good birthday gift for her. You know, yeah, if she has to, you know, begrudgingly admit, this is better than anything I could have whipped up.
Sure. But you are risking it by doing it all from scratch. And I mean, I don't know anything about baking, but I would imagine it's a lot more difficult to do that than just mm-hmm. getting a package.
Yeah. I'm stupid.
Yeah, especially because your last experience did not go well.
And that's kind of why I want to do it again. I want to redeem myself.
Yeah.
Because I've studied up on a couple of things that I may have done wrong. Got that on top of not being a success. I've got pressure on me now to make this birthday at least decent, palatable for her.
Did somebody get in your ear and tell you you weren't a success? What is this new? What are you?
It's just so hard. You know, Ace and I being so successful at radio all those years and legitimately being considered one of the best shows to ever do morning radio in radio history. And all of a sudden, radio move in a different direction, and then here we are trying to build a business, kind of reinventing ourselves. And it's, you know how much work it is. You're here with us doing it. And then I'm serious. I've joked about it all morning, but seeing that girl have millions of followers and all she does is clean fish in a seafood market in some foreign land. And I'm, you know, racking my brain every day. Go, what can I do that's entertaining? What can I post that's entertaining and get people to listen to the podcast and the radio? And I don't know. I do have, you know, sometimes the days where it kind of, it's frustrating. I don't want to say that. I don't want to say I was depressed because I know depression is a different thing, but I was frustrated yesterday. Like, you know, why am I doing all this work? And all I got to do is just figure out some stupid thing to do to get people interested. And all I'm trying to do is get them interested enough to say, go listen to this thing that we do or watch this thing that we do. Yeah. I'm not even trying to get so many, you know, people go, I got to do a video because that's what I do. Not even that. I'm just trying to use it as a promotional tool. And Fish Girl, and she's cute. She's pretty.
Yeah.
Not that cute, though, but swinging a big knife. You know, cute girl swinging a big knife on the social medias is always going to trump some guy trying to be funny in his 50s.
It's interesting to look at, for sure.
Yeah.
What did she promote? Is that just like her whole thing? She doesn't have like a line of cookware?
No. I'm telling you, it looks like a third world country.
Yeah.
She's just lopping them. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's kind of like when Survivor and all those reality, those first reality shows took off, and then you had professional, successful actors. I remember Jennifer Aniston was one of them that was talking crap about it, you know, because it doesn't take any talent for reality TV, really. But then those other actors, like, look, I mean, we do this and this and this. It's kind of like that.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the talent now is it interesting to look at? Like, the common criticism of the Kardashians was, I remember Barbara Walters, mm-hmm. What do you do? And she was so condescending about it, and I thought, there's somebody who doesn't get it. But I get that's the initial impression. But if it's interesting to look at, and they are,
mm-hmm.
then that's all you need.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to bleed on everybody, but I mean, it's, you know, we talk about real things.
Yeah.
And I'm fine today, as you can tell.
Yeah. You seem way better. Yeah. No, I was just curious if somebody had gotten in your ear and saying, like, oh, you're not doing right.
Yeah, God.
God didn't tell you that?
The Lord.
Yeah.
The Lord told me that.
And not everything can be a hit. Like, you did something last week that was great, and it got, like, a ton of engagement and things like that. Mm-hmm. You know,
but I'm just looking for that to push people here.
Sure, you know? That's the idea.
But I guess I'm gonna have to. I don't know. Maybe cook in nothing but an apron. Fat guy in the kitchen. You know, naked fat guy cooks. The naked fat chef. The fat naked chef.
Do it. You got to be shameless. I always say that too.
I know.
You got to be shameless.
I can't be.
I know. It's tough.
Well, because I'm not shameless, and I also hate talking about myself and promoting myself. That's the hardest part. I just wish radio would go back to the way it was. Stop being shitheads. No, I'm kidding. We're still on the radio all over the place, but it's not the same. Where we would do our full morning show with, you know, with the twists and turns and, you know, the freedom to expand on things and all, everything. Boom, 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 boom. Now Ace is good at that.
He is.
Ace
he's very good.
Ace can do that. That's why he's doing a new radio formatted show. And I'm doing this bullshit.
This long form.
Yeah. What I do on morning radio is obsolete. You know? Nobody wants me on the radio. You're supposed to say, yeah, they do.
I don't know. I don't even know what you mean.
Well, they want, you know, radio stations want more boom, 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 in and out, in and out. They don't want somebody like I am that you can just try to, you know, that can extend the conversation to find that nugget of gold, boom, and hit people between the eyes with it. You don't have time for that anymore.
I got you. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, I was called by people at radio conferences and all. I was called a sniper. This is what they described me as, because the conversation's going on and then somehow I would come up with a way to land something that would clear everything.
You're an American sniper.
Yeah. It's a different way of saying witty.
Yeah.
You know, It's a cool DJ way of saying you're really witty.
Yeah.
But they don't want witty anymore.
Right.
You know.
They want the dang TikToks. They want the dang. Well, I hate that you're not feeling that good about it.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine today. Oh, getting there. I just don't want to see any more fish cleaning videos kicking my ass.
Yeah, well.
But I'm going to, so I got to stop looking at social media. Once I send you videos that for you to post as promos and all that, I'm not going to look at it anymore.
Why not? I'm lying.
Because I don't want to see fish cleaning girls.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, because I feel like they're mocking me.
Stop making fun of me.
You know, like Ace said that day when he had gone to some retro concert and all the young people were wearing 80s shirts and hair. They're mocking us.
Yeah, and he sounded crazy. Yeah. But let me just put this in perspective for you. When you go home, you go back to your house, and maybe you go upstairs and watch, you know, one of your favorite shows and check in with your wife and maybe say hi to your son. When fish cleaning girl goes home, she doesn't have running water. She's living in her shithole. And so while success in one area might mean something.
I bet she's gotten her entire family out of poverty with all these followers.
I highly doubt it. Oh. I highly doubt it.
Well, good. That makes me happy.
I don't think there's a lot of money being printed in sponsorship opportunities for the girl that cleans fish in Thailand. I don't think so. I don't know, but I don't think so.
All right. We got more coming up. Hang on.
TJ's Podcast. Back to TJ's Podcast.
That's right. Enjoy it while it lasts, fanaticos or faux fanaticos. Just kidding. We have a lot of stupid celebrity news stuff today, but we had a little bit of a problem. There's a new music video that is out by that Camila Cabello, and it has a rap featured in it, which I like Camila Cabello. I'm pronouncing it correctly, right? Because I never know, because a lot of people mispronounce her name, call her Camila Cabello or Camila Cabello. It's Camila Cabello.
Camila Cabello.
Camila. She's adorable.
So cute.
Precious.
Love her.
But Riggins sent a clip of this new video, and it's got a featured rap in it by some fella calling himself Playboi Carti.
Yeah.
Now, we can't play any of it because we don't have the rights to be able to play it on the, you know, the YouTubes and stuff. But you sent me that this morning knowing that that would be probably the worst rap I've ever heard in my life, right?
Isn't it incredible?
And you say he's so hot right now.
It's like one of the hottest artists.
It blows my mind just how awful that is. It ruins that song. Just ruins it. I can't understand a damn word he's saying.
It's not even.
Is he talking?
Yes. Oh, and it's all lyrics. Like if you listen to it a couple times, you'll finally figure it out. But it's so muddled and crazy.
I think I did hear, and it's at least 30 seconds worth of him on there. I think I did make out an MF and an N word in there somewhere.
Yeah.
But the rest of it, it's worse than mumble rap. It's just, he's not enunciating any words. Does he talk like that? Have you ever heard him talk?
Yeah, kind of. Not that crazy. Yeah, people used to say the same thing about the rapper Future, but this is like beyond, this is the most mumbly of the mumble rappers.
And everybody likes him?
It's crazy. I'm in Arizona. Aventador, SVJ.
It's
crazy.
Now, is he from the tough rapper world, or is he just, you know, some guy that raps?
Yeah, I don't know much about his background, but
he's young. He's really young.
Yeah. No, he doesn't. 27.
Oh, I thought he was younger than that. Maybe because I couldn't really see him. He was wearing a hood the whole time on the hoodie.
Camila's just rocking back there. It's crazy. Yeah, I figured you would think that's nuts.
And here's what else I'm going to say. If you're a real musician, let's say Camila Cabello is a serious singer. She's a good singer, knows music, obviously. The only way she has that in her song is because she's trying to put something that's popular in it. There's no way a person who knows about music can think that Playboi Carti is a good rapper. I'm sorry. If you think Playboi Carti is a good rapper, then you know absolutely nothing about music. Which is fine. A lot of people don't know anything about music.
Yeah.
I just happen to be an expert on music, and I know that that's awful.
What's popular is not always good. Like, that's exactly what we were just talking about. Like, yeah, the girls cleaning the fish. I mean, is it good? No, it's not good, but it's popular.
But I could understand the fish girl being popular way more than anybody listening to that crap and going, yeah, that is genius, man.
It's about going nuts and, you know, crazy.
And none of that, because I like fun music, none of that can be fun. If you can't understand what they're saying and it's slower, so that's about the only things I can pick out of any of that.
Yeah. You know? It's about the turn up. I mean, those kids go nuts when he hits the stage.
But they're stupid. They got to be.
Yeah.
They always talk about everybody, you know, all young people needing to go to therapy and their mental health and all that. If you actually like that, you think that's good, then you should really, you know, seek help. Because you don't even know what you're listening for.
Yeah, it's got like 10 million views in the last week. It's like her big comeback single, and that's the rap feature she chooses. Yeah.
That's what I mean. She's got to have done that just because it's, you know, she probably doesn't understand why he's considered to be good either.
Yeah, I think that's the record label. Like, well, we got to figure out something, because they asked her, like, how did you guys link up? Kind of a weird comment. She goes, you know, I just texted or I sent him a DM over Instagram. And I was just like, hey, with a little butterfly. And then, you know, now it's a collaboration. But it is great. It's called I Love It, if you want to go see it.
Yeah, the song is good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
His part, I just don't get.
It's crazy because at one point it sounds like he's just going, it's unintelligible completely. Mm-hmm. But it is, there are lyrics.
Now, I have a friend, my friend Anthony, sweet Anthony. He plays the guitar. He's all up in the praise teams at church and playing in the church bands and all that. He knows a lot about music. He listens to tons of music constantly. And I found out over the weekend, because I was telling, you know, I was cooking and doing stuff in there, and he had his, you know, Spotify going, and he go, well, what do you want to hear? I go, hey, there's a really good song, you know, that, have you heard this? And then he'd pull it up, and then as soon as the song would start, it would get about, I don't know, two lines into the song, and he'd start talking. I'm like, yeah, he's not even listening. Come to find out, he doesn't care about the words to songs.
Really?
All he cares about is the melody and maybe the chorus, or in the radio business, in the music business, we call it the hook. So he doesn't listen to the story that every song tells or any of that kind of stuff. So he might like this, Playboi Carti.
Yeah. You should let him hear it. That is annoying when you're trying to get somebody to listen to a song that you love and they... Yeah, they're either talking over or they turn it down. And you're like, you're not listening like I want you to listen to it.
Yeah, it's like telling them to, you know, watch this movie with me, and then they talk all the way through it.
I get it.
But he just didn't even think about it. He just, I don't pay attention to the words.
Yeah.
That's crazy, too.
That is weird.
And why would you name yourself something that is already close to what one of the most famous people in pop culture is named? Like, why would you call yourself anything Cardi?
Yeah, a lot of rappers do. The NBA is one of them. Lil, you know, it started with everybody was Lil something. Mm-hmm. Lil this. Thug, you know. Young. They all use, like, parts of other rap names.
But, I mean, Cardi It's like a nickname, though, more so, you know.
For Cardi B, it is.
Yeah. Playboy Cardi.
Maybe it's Cardi, like Cartier, like C-A-R-T-I.
Hmm. Oh.
Stupid. I mean, stupid. I'm trying to make justifications for this stupidness. But yeah, you got to go listen to that. It's so funny.
And I'm sure I've upset some people.
Yeah, but they're all like 13.
Yeah, who cares?
Come see me.
Yeah. If you can't drive up here to complain,
yeah,
then what does it matter?
Mm-hmm. Gen Alpha, Gen A.
Mm-hmm. And I also realized that it doesn't take any type of substance in a lot of cases to get national news coverage on something. This woman who's in her 40s that does, you know, she's an influencer, I guess, and she's always talking about, you know, being 40 or whatever, 40 something. And she said that her daughter told her that she can tell someone's age by whether or not they wear eyeshadow. And she said that millennial women and I guess Gen Xers wear eyeshadow and the younger ones don't. And they, you know, they think it's out. So they post that all over the place. And the New York Post even did an article and said another sure sign to Gen Z that you're older or that you're aging or whatever. Yeah. And then you go into it and she posted that saying that her daughter said it. And then all these other millennial women and I said, that's not true. We wear eyeshadow and Gen Zers were saying we wear eyeshadow too. And I don't know where she's getting that. And then somebody said that she must be a Gen A, which is younger because that's not a case with us, but they did the whole story. Like this is now gospel among Gen Z. And then nobody confirmed it at all.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Because I saw the headline. I was like, oh, we're going to make some women mad today.
Hell yeah.
Tell them they're old.
But it's not true?
No. Mm-mm. And they even pointed out movies, like, or shows. What is that one that Sweeney girl was in?
Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah, the series.
Euphoria?
Yeah. And they showed, you know, screenshots of her eyeshadowed up. Just
really?
Yeah.
So like eyeshadow is the color that's above the eyelid.
Yeah, it goes on the eyelid. On the eyelid. Yeah.
Just had a double check.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
When they're talking about eyeliner goes, and shadow and
eyeliner is what creeps me out if I had to do it.
That's where they draw the
on the bottom eyelid, like almost in the eye.
I don't get the point of that at all.
You would notice it if they weren't wearing it.
Oh, I don't want to. Please, I don't want to see that.
God, no.
Does Jody wear eyeliner and eyeshadow and stuff? She does?
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's, you know, understated kind of. She's not doing that beginner blue, they call it. It's that bright. And she's not doing that Lady Gaga eye makeup like she does in that medicine commercial that she's playing the piano and she looks like a cat.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah.
You think she's hot?
Yeah, Lady Gaga? Yeah.
A lot of guys do.
And it's not.
I don't.
You don't think so?
No. I like her, but I don't think she's hot.
Yeah.
But you like, you know, non-traditionally pretty women.
Please do that. I can't say any. That's why I can't ever say I find somebody attractive. It always comes with like this weird backhanded like, well, you don't like normal.
Yeah, you like more of the plain Jane.
Yeah, that's what it is. Plain Jane. You like more what's the, plain Jane about Lady Gaga? She's like the least plain Jane ever.
You like more of the non-traditionally attractive.
Yeah.
Sturdier women.
Yeah, it's always some slight about stupid.
Well, you say I only like really rail thin women.
I only say that as a response to when you're talking about the women I like that are ugly. It's the only time I bring that up.
Does your dad think he thought she was great in that Star Is Born movie, but does he think she's hot?
He liked her in The House of Gucci.
Oh,
he went to see that for some reason. He thought she was great.
I thought it was from A Star
Is Born. Or maybe it was, but I think it was The House of Gucci. I don't know. But he had no knowledge of her prior to that. Like, didn't know. I'm like, yeah, she was, you know, kind of known for being controversial and wearing these crazy outfits. And he was just like, oh, really? Like, no knowledge of her. Said she's great, fabulous. And I was telling him about her show in Vegas where she does a night of jazz and a night of pop. And then she goes back and forth. And he goes, I bet that's amazing. Yeah, maybe you're a big Lady Gaga fan, Dad.
Yeah, but he was saying she was great as just an actress.
Yes. Yeah, I think it was
not,
Stars.
Not just great as an actress who's mainly a singer.
Right, just across the board, she's a great actress. And I've never seen either of those movies.
That's Stars Born is one of those movies where I enjoyed it, but now when I think about it, if I had to sit down and watch it again, I cringe. Why? Like Titanic is that way too. It's one of those movies for me.
You would cringe like because it was so bad? Or
no, just... I was just cringe like, I don't want to sit through that again. Even though I enjoyed it.
I would not watch a movie again. Like that.
It's so much so that, what is that song that that duet they did that was a hit on the radio?
Shallow.
Yeah.
In that, the shallow.
When I hear the first note of that, I'm like, oh, yeah. No. Change it, skip, do whatever.
Did you ever see them do that at the Oscars?
No.
They walk up from the stage, and then Bradley Cooper sits down at the piano with her, and you're like, he's not going to try to do this live. And he was awful. He was awful. She was okay, and he was awful.
Why was he playing the piano instead of her?
He was sitting, like, at the back of the piano. You know how, a girl waits at the piano. But Lady Gaga's playing, and he's sitting in front of it. I went, why are they doing this? We know Bradley Cooper's not a singer. We don't need the show.
But that's
the thing.
He did well on that song for an actor who doesn't sing.
Exactly.
Not just as a singer, but he did well for what he does, like as a second or third, you know, talent.
Yeah. I give him credit. That must have been incredibly nerve-wracking as an actor to get up there at the Oscars and sing a song that's not like a fast poppy song. And she was clearly watching him like, you got this. I'm going to play the song. You're good. I'm right here with you.
But I hate that song.
It's a downer.
I liked it okay in the movie, which would have been the first time I heard it. But after that, I don't like depressing songs. Yeah. I'm not one of those. I need a good cry today. Yeah. Put that on. All right, so we're going to take a break, and I don't know what's coming up next because I'm not wearing my glasses to be able to read it off the page, and I don't feel like putting them on for just that second. So something good, probably. Next.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up. Welcome back, world, to TJ's podcast.
Something is going to be a part of my life now that is probably going to end up being, I don't know, not annoying, but it's going to be a hindrance. And that's ever since you told us, Riggins, that your dad says that Ace and I wear good hats.
Yeah.
Now, every morning when I go to grab a hat, I have to think, okay, do I wear this one too much? Do I? So you've noticed the past 2 days I've worn hats I've never worn before.
Oh, no, I didn't notice it. But
I want to know what Big Rig thinks about it.
Yeah. He's giving you a complex.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wear the same hat every day.
Maybe he was just trying to tell you.
Yeah, he's like, get a new hat. Yeah. He knows all about all sportswear and stuff like that, shoes, hats. He knows what's trendy, what's not for some, you know.
But go fill out that survey thing on acetj.com/fanatico. And you could win prizes and all kinds of, rewards and things like that. It'd be good even if you don't give a damn about me anymore, which most of you don't, I can tell.
Could be
good for you in it. And then there was those concert festival tickets that were given away and all of that. What's it called again?
Love and Life Music Fest.
Love and Life Music Fest in Charlotte.
Yeah, it's going to be sick.
Yeah.
But the people that do the survey will be the first people to get their hands on TJ Fanatico merch when we launch that line, which is going to be sick.
Yeah.
If there are any of you out
there. None. Those moths are going to eat that merch before they get sold.
Well, one woman actually already messaged us this morning and was like, hey, you told me I could get some Fanatico merch for winning a contest, and I'm just making sure you didn't forget about me. Like, no, we haven't forgotten about you.
Oh, that was my mom.
Yeah, it was your mom.
Because my wife doesn't want any.
Does she wear merch at all? HTJ merch? She does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's kind of hard because my little friend Jenny keeps us in, you know, her merch all the time. And
yeah.
And it looks better.
It looks good, yeah.
But she'll do things like she'll go and get like really nice, like, jackets and things like that with her logos on it and all, and it's not to sell at her gym or anything, but she'll get a really nice jacket with the logo on it, and then she'll get one for Jody. So basically designer clothes with the Jet Fitness logo on it.
Yeah, that's sick.
So I just get the same old stuff out of the merch store. No, I'm kidding. I love it. But go do that, please. That would be awesome of you. And we have a follow-up on Bonergate is what I'm calling it. Because, I mean, who would have thought there would be 2 days worth of news about Ricky Martin getting aroused while two guys are stripping on him on stage with Madonna? Or not just stripping, but they were already stripped and simulating a sex act in front of him.
I love Ricky Martin's boner, like 2 days of news coverage. It's great.
So what the first day was, look what happened. He had a boner during this. So what would be worth 2 days of news?
Well, because everyone's like, that's not a boner. That was just his pants. You know, he's on stage with Madonna and they're performing. He gets what appears to be a boner. We talked about that yesterday, and people were like, that's not a boner. That's just his khakis flaring up right there at the crotch, which you pointed out can happen when you're with your zipper. And now TMZ has an update on the story, and the headline is amazing. It's Ricky Martin, new angle with Madonna, proves he 100% had a boner. It proves 100% he had a boner. I love that. That's the news I want to hear about.
How can it prove 100%?
How could it prove 100%?
Unless you could have seen it without his pants on.
Exactly. I love it. I mean, it's so stupid, but I think that, you know, they're kind of having fun with it. But I love that. Proves 100% he had a boner. Don't try to say he didn't.
We've investigated.
Yeah.
Our cameras were there at every angle. So what was the new angle that they showed?
It's kind of from like the side instead of the front where you saw the first video from the audience. This one is kind of from his right side.
Well, see, that's the one that I saw. I saw that footage yesterday where he stood up.
Yeah.
And it was from the right. And that's what I said. I said at first I thought it was his pants. And then when he stood up and it was still bulging.
This is kind of from like the right side, but behind him.
That was a different angle. Thank God they've got this angle.
We found new angles. Yeah. It does say new angle with Madonna proves 100% he had a boner. So I don't know that it proves. I mean, I don't even know I can show that. I mean, it's so graphic. It's like softcore porn. But I love that. Ricky Martin 100% seemed to have an erection at Madonna's show this past weekend.
So they use the word erection in the story, but boner in the headline.
Sure.
Hey, you got to guess. Click.
Absolutely. Click, while it may have been unclear at first, this new video leaves nearly no doubt. Well, nearly no doubt. That's not on 100% TMZ. Harvey Levin over there. You're better than that. You said 100% he's got a boner.
And I want to see. I want to see the 100% proof.
Yeah. You think Ricky Martin loves the attention for this, or is he like annoyed?
Well, I would think if he's going to be up on the stage participating, and I almost said, well, he's a dad now, and all this, but if he's going to get up there and do that, you know, participate in that crap anyway, that trash, then I'm sure he is loving it. That's not the Ricky Martin I knew.
No,
that's not living La Vida Loca Ricky Martin. This is a perverted Ricky Martin. Trash. He was so sweet before, and I'm sure those kids are proud of their daddy.
Yeah, he's got kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think once you become a parent, getting lap dances on stage at a show is probably off the table.
But that's more than a lap dance.
Yeah, I mean, this is some lap dance.
It's a lap dance and simulated sex act.
Yeah.
And they brought him into it like a mascot brings people into his act.
Hey, did you see your dad on stage? TMZ said he 100% had a boner. No, he didn't. Well, TMZ said it's 100%. I'm just letting you know.
They're the authority on it.
Yeah.
I've seen the video.
They have a new angle. Proving. But Ricky Martin could use a little bit of press. I mean, so if he's on stage with a boner, I think it's just good for his career.
But is he not doing anything anymore? Is he not still big in Puerto Rico?
Oh, he might be, but I don't know. He's not certainly not as hot as he was.
No.
You know, when he was a big pop star.
Mm-hmm. So I think that really didn't last that long, though.
No, it didn't.
You know, but I think, I don't know, I think he's still singing and doing big shows and all in the Spanish.
Yeah, but you want to be a big star in America. That's what everybody wants to do.
Mm-hmm. But this is a perfect path back, I think.
I think it starts there. Sure. He's going to announce a new song with Playboi Carti. You know, mm-hmm. That would be killer.
Yeah. And Playboi Carti could be speaking Spanish. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, it might as well be.
I can't understand what he's saying anyway.
He might as well be.
Mm. I think I could understand the words coming out of him, that Carti, Playboi Carti, just as well if he were doing sign language.
Absolutely.
And I don't know sign language.
Yeah.
Oh man, how old is Ricky Martin? He's close to 50, isn't he?
He's got
to
be in his 50s. Still mm-hmm. looks great. I mean, still looks like the Ricky Martin you know.
Yeah, you know what? I think he's a little bit more. He's a little bit. What do you call it? I don't want to use the term buff because that's old woman like, sounding term. He's we used to say bowed up whenever you were muscular when I was growing up. He's bowed up. Yeah, bulky. He's yeah.
A little beefier.
Yeah, he's got bigger arms and stuff. You know, he does that Tai Chi.
What is that?
You know, you see people doing that on the beach and stuff where they're moving slowly. It looks kind of like karate in slow motion. Tai Chi. I've seen pictures and all of him back during the when Us Weekly was a thing. I've seen pictures of him on the beach in some trunk style swimsuit doing that. Tai Chi.
Is it for combat or just more like yoga?
I think it's more like yoga because it's all very slow moving and stuff.
You think you could take Ricky Martin?
Yeah. Because I would fight dirty.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's a street fight.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Probably so, yeah.
Kick him in the nuts?
Maybe not. Maybe in the knee. Sucker punch him.
Hey, Ricky, I heard that.
Tase him. Once I got that taser pin in his neck.
Yeah.
You know, they look like ink pens and you can just zap somebody. I sent one to my daughter.
Yeah.
And then she was videoing. She said, I got that thing you sent me today. And she's holding it and she hits the button. And I mean, it looks like the most powerful Jacob's ladder. It's like, whoa, I didn't know they were that powerful. But I'd tase Ricky Martin in a hurry.
You'd tase him?
Yeah. He looks like he needs a good tasing.
Read that thing about your boner.
Tase him in the boner.
Yeah. Or you get a boner. That's a good way to break a fight up. Like when you get a boner, they're like, what the hell? What? Or like crap it, poop it on yourself.
Yeah. In the old skunk defense.
The skunk defense. I've seen a street fight where the guy is just like, they're squaring up and all of a sudden he immediately just like reaches down and pulls his pants off and he's naked and he starts like chasing after the guy. The guy's like, oh!
Let's wrestle.
Yeah. An unmanicured like man bush is just like he's just trying to get away from
it. Yeah. But can you really? once you've seen it, you can never get away from
it. Yeah, it's going to haunt your dreams.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I got a cake to bake. First of all, I got to go to the store and get all the stuff.
Oh. I hope your day gets better.
It's fine. It's fine. I'm going to go bake this cake and probably make a few videos. No, I'm not doing it.
You're not going to do any of that.
They've broken my spirit.
Yeah.
Fish cleaning girl broke my spirit.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about Ricky Martin's wiener anymore? That always cheers me up.
Can I call you later?
Sure.
Because don't you have a call with Adam, the manager, today?
I don't. Well, if the results are anything like yours, I'm not going to answer.
No, he didn't show me the fish girl. I found the fish girl.
No, I don't know.
On my own, accidentally.
Not particularly interested in hearing anything he's got to say today.
Okay, well then, when the cakes are cooling, I'll call you.
Okay.
Talk about Ricky Martin again.
Okay, cool.
All right. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to the minuscule number of you who are doing that. Love you. Bye.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.